"That's easy enough," he said. "You were talking in pretty much the way you're talking now, as if you had completed your account of the city. You were saying you regarded the kind of city you had just described, and the individual who resembled it, as a good one, despite the fact that you apparently had an even better city and individual to tell us about. You certainly said that if this was the right sort of city, then the others must have something wrong with them. And you said, if I remember rightly, that there were four other kinds of regime, or four others worthy of discussion, at any rate. You said we should look at their faults and at the individuals who resemble them, so that when we had examined all the individuals and reached agreement on which was the best and which was the worst, we could ask whether the best individual is the happiest and the worst the most wretched, or whether that's all a mistake. I asked you which four regimes you meant, but then Polymarchus and Adeimantus interrupted, and that started you on the discussion which has brought you here. What an excellent memory! In that case, try and give me the answer you were going to give me then. Certainly, I said, assuming I can, that is. Apart from anything else, I have reasons of my own for wanting to know which four regimes you meant. There will be no difficulty in telling you that. They even have names, the ones I'm talking about. There's the one which is pretty generally approved, the Cretan or Spartan. Next, and next in the scale of general approval, is the one called oligarchy, a form of government filled with all sorts of evils. In contrast to oligarchy, and the form of government which in turn arises out of it, is democracy. And then there is the wonderful institution of tyranny, standing head and shoulders above all the others, the fourth and last diseased state of the city. Can you think of any other kind of regime which forms a distinct category of its own? I take it that hereditary rule by families, kingships which go to the highest bidder, and other similar regimes, which you will find are no less common among the barbarians than among the Greeks, are all intermediate between the forms I have mentioned. Yes, he said, we certainly do hear about plenty of extraordinary regimes. Well then, are you aware that for individuals also there must necessarily be as many kinds of character as there are kinds of regime? Or do you think that regimes somehow come into being from oak or stone? Isn't it rather from the characters of people in the city which tip the scale, as it were, taking the rest with them? No, I think it's entirely the character of the inhabitants. In which case, if there are five types of city, then for individuals there will likewise be five dispositions of the soul. Of course. Well, we have finished describing the person who resembles aristocracy, and we say quite rightly that he is good and just. Yes, we have described him. Is the next thing, then, to describe the ones who are less good, the lover of victory and honour, who corresponds to the Spartan regime, and then in turn the oligarchic character, the democratic, and the tyrannical? That way we can contrast the most unjust, when we find him, with the most just. Our investigation into how pure justice fares, relative to pure injustice, in terms of the happiness or wretchedness of the person who possesses it, will be complete. And we can either follow Thrasymachus's advice and pursue injustice, or follow the argument which is unfolding before us now, and pursue justice. Yes, he said, that's exactly what we have to do.